9-0.
Listen to the following text about different types of accommodation. Answer the questions by choosing the correct alternative during the pauses. Before starting, read through the questions.
Cheap places to stay.
What really annoys me is all the people who book a cheap hotel and then go on websites like TripAdvisor and whine about the service or the quality of their room. You get what you pay for. It's as simple as that. If you want cheap accommodation, then take a tent.
Not so easy if you're staying in a city. Where are you going to pitch your tent? In the local park? I, for one, wouldn't take the risk.
I agree. If you're spending the night in a city, you'll feel safer with four walls around you.
Uh-huh.
And there are cheap places to stay that are fine. For example, when I went to visit a friend in Tokyo, I couldn't stay with her because she was living with her family. I didn't have much money left after paying for the flight, so I stayed in a capsule hotel. And that was clean.
Huh. What's a capsule hotel? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does look a bit futuristic. Think of a plastic locker about 2 meters long and 1 meter high where you can sleep. They're usually stacked next to and on top of one another. You just climb inside your capsule, lock the door and go to sleep.
Sounds claustrophobic to me.
They are a bit, but they're okay if you're just looking for somewhere to sleep and nothing else.
That reminds me of the German Rotel. That's what I used when I was traveling through Norway.
That's another new one for me. What's a Rotel?
I hadn't heard of it either until some German friends introduced me to it. Rotel is short for rolling hotel. It's like a huge bus where you can sleep in the rear section. You get your own little booth with a bed in it and a window to look out of. It's a bit cramped, and if you're tall, like me, you might bang your head on the ceiling, but it's definitely cheap. There was only one toilet for the whole Rotel, so every now and then the bus would stop, and the passengers would get out for a Pinkelpause.
I think I can guess what that means. A toilet break?
10 out of 10.
If you ask me, the best option for cheap accommodation is a good bed and breakfast.
Mm.
Not expensive, and you get a feeling of family life in that country.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in an English B&B up near Hadrian's Wall.
Mm-hmm.
The family were really friendly, and the mother dropped me off at the Roman Wall on her way to work, so I didn't need to take a bus.
Mm-mm.
That was nice of her.
Yeah, it was. And those big English breakfasts will keep you going for most of the day.
I was in Greece once, and I thought I'd save money by sleeping on the beach.
Wasn't that a bit risky?
I was with a group of backpackers, so I thought it would be okay. It wasn't, though.
So what happened?
During the night, some insect crawled into my ear.
Oh, no.
I woke up in the morning and could hear it rustling about in there.
Oh, that's gross.
It was. I kept slapping the side of my head, but the bug wouldn't come out. I was in a total panic. In the end, I had to go to the doctor to get it removed.
Oof.
And guess what? The doctor was more expensive than any hotel would have been.